Starting the rumor mill, we have a confirmation of a rumor that we talked about, I believe, in the previous episode. And that confirmation is Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me one more time right here on Comic Talk today. This is the Comic Talk headlines as brought to you by me, Mr. Generally Nerdy himself, Dustin. I don't know where the announcer voice came from. I'm sorry. I just want to throw out a giant thank you to everybody who listens to this podcast so regularly. You guys are rock stars. We got some housekeeping to get to. We got some stuff to talk about. We've got some rumors to confirm. We have a confirmation, but you're going to have to wait until the rumor section for that. Either way, thank you for joining me. Let's get to housekeeping. In today's shoutouts and housekeeping, we are calling out the guys once again. Shouting out the guys is probably more appropriate. Over at Punishert, aka Legend Masters t-shirt making, because they made me the wonderful shirt that I am wearing today, and we did a little collab a couple years ago. So once again, shout out to those fellas. This shirt, I don't know if it's still available over on their website, but if you go to generallynerdy.net and click on the general store tab at the top of the website, you can go check for yourself and see all of the other great shirts that they offer. They really have some legit nerdy awesome pun shirts and other non-pun shirts since they've changed the name from Punishert. Anyway, thank you very much once again, gentlemen. In order to get your shout out, I am looking for followers. That is the push that we are doing right now, trying to get up some followers on the social medias. So if you are looking to follow and become a part of the conversation, then the place to do that is at @generally_nerdy on Twitter, @generallynerdy on basically everything else. And also we do a once a week stream on Wednesday nights. It does go into the night. 9 o'clock Mountain Time is when we usually start, 9 to about 11. That can be found over on Twitch @generally_nerdy with two ends. Either way, what you're really looking for is the Nerdy Ninja. If you're on Getter, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, Generally Nerdy is the place to look, and look for the Nerdy Ninja because that is the logo and that is the wonderful things. Also, big shout out to the guys over at the Nerdy Legion, plugging away and keeping things going over there. Much appreciated, all of the great podcasts available on the Nerdy Legion. So now, without any further ado, let's talk about the news. Now let's talk TV streaming. So our first piece in follow-up news for TV streaming, all of it is going to be follow-up news. But first we have Avatar: The Last Airbender live-action Netflix series has made some announcements, and they are casting announcements. And so let's go over this casting as quickly as possible. So we have Gordon Cormier is playing Aang. Kia, I am not going to be able to pronounce her name properly, and I apologize. Kia Wen-tio is playing Katara. Ian Ousley is playing Sokka. Dallas Liu is playing Zuko, and Albert Kim is going to be the showrunner. Albert Kim was on Sleepy Hollow as well as Nikita, so he's got some experience at this. He's also going to be producer and writer on the series, so it is going to be pretty great. I mean, if you look at this casting, this is 10 times better casting than we got in that god-awful M. Night Shyamalan movie a few years back. So that's what we got there. Let's move right along to Superman, the animated series, real quick. 25th anniversary edition of the series is coming, released on Blu-ray as of October 12th. And there's a bunch of extras on there. It's going to be a collector's wet dream. Definitely worth a look. Some commentary. We get some Bruce Timm just a bunch of awesome. Go check it out. Link for a full and proper description is down low. Next, we are talking about Interview with the Vampire. This is a real quick one for Interview with the Vampire. They have finally cast their Lestat. Lestat is Sam Reed for this series, and that's the only person they have cast so far, so we'll be keeping tabs there. And then our final piece for TV streaming is another follow-up, and it is The Orville. It has apparently finished production on season 3, so we are that much closer to seeing more Orville. Sweet! But that's all we got for TV streaming. So, movies section comes up next, and we have follow-ups to talk about. Follow-up, Home Sweet Home Alone, the Home Alone reboot movie, is coming November to Disney+, which is a little early for Christmas, though probably not that much, because I would imagine halfway to the end of the month, somewhere in that neighborhood, is where this is actually going to release. So there you go. And then let's talk trailers for a moment. We got a trailer for Night of the Animated Dead. I am not 100% certain we talked about this previously on the show, and I apologize if I missed it, though I do remember the announcement a few months back, or weeks, or whatever. So we now have our first trailer for it. We also have casting for the show, so we're gonna for the movie. We're gonna go over that real quick. We have Josh Duhamel, who you must remember from Jupiter's Legacy because he was amazing in that. Dulé Hill, who was in West Wing, Catherine Isabel from Ginger Snaps, James Roddy Rodriguez, A Million Little Things, Katie Sackhoff, I mean, from everything, freaking Battlestar Galactica, Mandalorian, whatever. And then we have Will Sasso, who was in Mad TV. Shout outs to the Mad TV folks who remember that, and Jimmy Simpson from Westworld, as well as Nancy Travis from Last Man Standing. That is your voice cast for this movie, and that's pretty freaking awesome. And then our final piece of movie news is Green Knight. Green Knight is the A24 medieval horror movie that I've been trying to catch in theaters and have yet had the time to do so, but this announcement might give me the time. And that is because they are going to do a one-night-only streaming event for the movie. This August 18th, we will be getting an exclusive opportunity to stream the movie. There are three different ways to stream it. So you can go buy tickets now. They are available at the website, so go check that out. If you go buy your tickets, it'll tell you you have three different options. First option, you go to the website, you stream it through the website, and all is well in the world. Second option, you have an Apple device that has the Apple or their Apple app and you stream it through there. Or third option is Roku. You have their app on Roku and you stream it there. Those are your three options. This is pretty freaking huge because they have had a theatrical only release and it's been out for a few weeks at this point. It'll be interesting to see the numbers of how many people actually went out to the theaters for it and how many people decided to buy the streaming tickets. Streaming tickets are roughly $20, so not a huge deal. Actually, significantly cheaper than most other streaming movies, so definitely support this movie if you want some quality horror in your life. But that is all we have for movies. Starting the rumor mill, we have a confirmation of a rumor that we talked about, I believe, in the previous episode. And that confirmation is Venom, Let There Be Carnage has been moved to October 15th from September 24th. Or whatever it was. So also been moved in the States, much like it was in Norway or Sweden or wherever the heck we talked about in the last episode. We called it. A number of other places call it, so I'm not saying I'm the only one who saw this one coming, but the writing was on the wall after all. So that is what we have for confirmations, refutations. We are now moving into proper rumors, and our first one has to do with the Red Hood. Apparently Warner Brothers, according to this rumor, is in the early stages of producing a Red Hood movie that will be much like the Blue Beetle and Batgirl and presumably Nightwing, if that thing ever sees the light of day, will be going directly to HBO Max. And they also apparently, according to the rumor, it goes on to say that they are apparently looking at another Cobra Kai actor in Tanner Buchanan to play Jason Todd for this. So that could imply, assuming that you want to believe this rumor, that could imply that we're going to be seeing Tanner and Zolo do some sort of connection and we'll see Red Hood and Blue Beetle. How awesome freaking yes. Okay, moving on. Sorry. Likelihood that this is an actuality, I'm gonna put this because we've seen that they're putting a lot of time and effort into this streaming stuff. They've put a lot of thought behind where they're going with that side of things, but theatrical side of things is still a hot mess. Because it does say it's going to be on HBO Max, I am going to put this a little bit higher than I would have otherwise. We're gonna say right about 65% likelihood that a Red Hood movie is is in the works. And again, according to the rumor, the other thing that helps this is that they're putting it in sequential order behind Batgirl and Blue Beetle, both of which we know are actively in the works. So the timing seems right. Everything seems to line up. We're going 65%. I almost want to go a little bit higher, but we're going to stick with that 65. Our next rumor has to do with Taika Waititi. He just had a little bit of a cameo in The Suicide Squad, which did middlingly well-ish, not really, kind of okay, I guess is probably the better way to put that. But Warner Brothers, the powers that be over at Warner Brothers saw him on set, and now according to this rumor are saying, you know that Taika Waititi guy, how he makes things for Marvel? Well, he should make stuff for us as well. And they're also going on to say not only is he in talks with DC to do a movie, but that movie specifically is going to be the theatrical version of the Green Lantern. Interesting. Big news if you are a Green Lantern fan. I don't know. There's really nothing to go on here. There's nothing to dispute this. There's no way that we can say, no, they didn't have this conversation. And no, they're not actively in negotiations, because those kinds of things aren't really advertised until they've come to a conclusion. And also, nobody's going to try and refute this, because right now it's just a rumor, so there's no reason to bring forth evidence that says otherwise until we know Taika Waititi's schedule going forward after Thor: Love and Thunder. So 50% likelihood that this is legit. And then our final rumor for the episode is in the same vein as a couple of rumors we've covered previously, and that had to do with J.K. Simmons. This one, though, has to do with Joe Manganiello. Joe Manganiello is reportedly in talks with Warner Brothers DC to come back as Deathstroke for his own movie. There is another rumor piggybacking on this, saying that it is James Gunn who is specifically the one that is wanting to put this in motion, and this is going to be how James Gunn comes back to the DC side of the theater outings, is by making Joe Manganiello Deathstroke once again, this time all by himself in a movie, which is interesting. I feel like there needs to be, I don't know, again, this is kind of like the Taika Waititi thing. That kind of doesn't really feel like there's anything to disprove it. We do know that there have been talks with Gunn to return, so that kind of lends in its favor. So we'll put this just above halfway there. We're going to say 55% likelihood that this is legit. I'm sure Gunn, he's reportedly been a fan of the character, has publicly made declarations as such, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's been given the green light to start casting a movie that is probably nowhere near greenlit just yet. So again, 55% likelihood that this is a thing. And that does it for this episode of Headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. You might just find one that you absolutely love almost as much as you love me. That's not gonna... Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so... Fake boasting aside, there's a lot of hard work that goes in over at Nerdy Legion, so go check that out. If you want to join me in all of my other generally nerdy excursions, then you can find me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.